Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a beautiful ocean.
Welcome to Empowering Radio, brought to you by MyEmpoweredWorld.com. My name is Evan Dorian, and I'm your host, joined by co-host Craig Cook, and it's time to elevate the mind, body, and spirit. So thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. Just to give everyone an overview once again, My Empowered World is here to inspire, transform, and empower the human experience. We help you achieve this by providing empowering experiences through content, products, tools, and services that elevate the mind, body, and spirit, resulting in a world that becomes a better place for everyone. So be sure to check out our website at MyEmpoweredWorld.com and sign up for our free daily empowerment emails. And also follow us on our social network channels. We've got Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And that will get you connected into our ecosystem and empower your world daily. We're excited to announce we just launched our e-commerce store. So you can now purchase My Empowered World hats and T-shirts to wear while you're doing yoga, going for a run, working out at the gym, or just hanging out around the house. Either way, check it out, myempoweredworld.com/shop. See all the cool gear there. If anyone has any questions, I know the show is quick. We've got a 30-minute show tonight, but if you have any questions, feel free to post them on our Facebook wall, and we'll answer them after the show or if there's enough time tonight at the end of the show. Craig, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Evan. Thanks. It's finally got some stormy weather here and some rain here in California. We need that bad. So things are good, going with the flow.
Nice. Yeah, it looks like we're having a little bit of lightning and thunder tonight, which is great. And I think I just saw on Facebook from my buddies that lives down south in Orange County that we actually had hail. So, there we are. I just saw some lightning. Pretty cool. So definitely rare here in California, as Californians get pretty excited about it. But let's jump into it here. We've got a great guest joining us for tonight's show, and his name is Brett Jones, and Brett is an author and a My Empowered World contributor. He has written two books. First book is called Forgotten Secrets of Lasting Forever. And for those of you who, that's for those who believe that we are meant to be in a relationship forever. And his other book is called Awaken, which is about connecting with the divine nature we all hold within and bring into our life daily. So, Brett, how are you doing tonight?
Evan, great. Thank you. And thanks for inviting me on the show. Really, really nice to be here.
You as well. It's great to have you on Empowering Radio. And, let's just jump right into it. Brett, why don't you tell our audience kind of a little bit of your background so we're going to get to know you a little better.
Yeah, absolutely. Evan, I started on a journey myself to, work out why people do what they do in our lives. And I had quite a tumultuous event happen to me when I had a very large business that was operating across Australia. And unfortunately, an economic situation back in the 1990s, I lost that company. And at the same time, I went through a divorce. So it really set me on a journey to discover why I had ended up at that place. So I actually did a seminar, and in that seminar I found something in myself. I guess I had, what would you call an awakening. And from that, I've really spent the last 30-odd years understanding human behavior. But when I looked into that, I took it even deeper. So I went into all the spiritual traditions and how people reach a place of being able to have more control of their life. And also, ultimately, what I saw over those years was people want success, but they predominantly want love and they want peace in their lives. So I met lots of people that have lots of material things, but those material things weren't satisfying them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So finding that balance between the areas of, you know, possessing material things whilst having fulfilling interior life really became my passion. So I started up a company over 20 years ago, and we've been teaching people that balance over the years, hence, you know, me writing the book about relationships, as well as more recently writing the Awaken book. So what most people want is, how do I find a life where, you know, I can attract good things into it, but at the same time, if I have those material things without some sort of inner peace, then something is lacking, something is missing. And, you know, I've met lots of people that have nothing and go after the interior. And, yes, they can be happy, but at the end of the day, we still live in this universe. So what I studied originally was things like the Tao Te Ching and the Bhagavad Gita and some of the other Vedic texts, the Bible, you know, the Course in Miracles, many spiritual texts. And I had started a seminar myself about 20 years ago, and I've literally had, you know, thousands of people to work with over that period of time. So it became a great, if you like, laboratory of being able to see what people were grappling with in their life. And in that seminar, what I got to see is a lot of things that I was discovering naturally about people and working with them was reflected in those texts, texts from, you know, 3,500 years ago. And the same knowledge, the same experience was there. Then as you know, I went into that further in terms of how to help people, it became very obvious that there was so many common patterns of behavior that people were running, things that would cause them to do certain things in relationships, things that would cause them to do certain things when it came to how they were getting together with their families. And then the realization that the very first team that we're ever in is our family. That's where we learn group dynamics. That's how we learn to get on with other people. And certain
right.
people we'll get on with and certain other people we won't. And then that correlated to, you know, teams in business. And these common sense things that came out of working with people. And then, you know, patterns like in how we handle money, how we handle our businesses, how we handle those intimate relationships, how we handle things with our kids, how we raise our children. So what became obvious out of reading the spiritual text was there's one common thing, which, as you've probably seen from a lot of my writings and certainly around the Awaken book, you know, that is what we now call the term that I use, which is the ego. This part of the universe that is not just in us, but, you know, the text referred to, you know, Buddha referred to things like Maya, the Bible, the devil, in the Vedic text, Shiva, the god of destruction. So there are two forces in the universe. One is a force of creativity and a force of growth that we experience in ourselves. The other is a force of destruction that is evident in the universe when we look out at it. Everything either grows or it dies. There is no in-between.
Right.
There is no standing still. So in putting all that together, it was like, okay, how does this thing called the ego operate? And Evan, how it operates is it keeps us in delusion. It doesn't allow us to see reality as it actually is.
It kinda,
and what
it
that
says,
means
yeah.
is... Go on. Yep.
It's just kind of the lie you keep feeding yourself in a way. This it keeps you... Like it keeps you blocked. It keeps you in a box in a way.
Absolutely. So when we look at anything outside of ourselves, we immediately given an opinion or a judgment, which is what the ego is really all about. So we might look at a glass of wine, and we either like the glass of wine or we don't like the glass of wine. So immediately we made a judgment about that, generally based on some sort of past experience. So as I started working with people, I got to see how we frame things up for ourselves. And we tend to think of ourselves as all unique and individual, but the reality is we operate in patterns of behavior. So like we know how to open a door, we know how to drive a car because we've done it many times before, and now we don't have to think about it. Now it just operates. Now it just does what it does. And that works in relationships. That works when it comes to money. That works when it comes to how we operate our business. There are patterns that are set that put those things in place. So we like to think that we have freedom, but really a lot of it is on automatic pilot. Most of the world, unfortunately, is operating on automatic pilot and trapped inside this thing that we call the ego. So that delusion starts when we begin with patterns. And we learn those patterns out of four main things. We learn them out of the family that we grow up in. We learn it out of the events that happen to us as we go through life. We learn it out of the culture that we grow up in. You know, Americans do things slightly differently to Australians. We have slightly different language when it comes to describing things. So culture has an influence. And also the, you know, the major influences in our life, like our teachers, also have a big impact on us. So as an example, you know, in my own life, when I was just a wee little thing, a wee little lad, I was about 5 years of age. And I was at school, and we had to sit around the triangle in school to eat our lunch. You're not allowed to move until you finished your lunch. And a breeze came along and blew my lunchbox out into the middle of the triangle. And it just splattered everywhere, and the whole school laughed. And I had to stand up and walk out in the middle of the triangle and pick my lunch up. And God bless her, some little second grader came out and, you know, helped me pick up my lunchbox. But in that moment, like us all, when some event happens, we ask ourselves three questions. We say, what does this mean? How do I feel about it? And what am I going to do about it? So in that instance, what does this mean? I'm really embarrassed.
Right.
This is really embarrassing. I don't want to be out in front of people anymore. And what am I going to do about it? I'm going to avoid the limelight from now on. So from that moment forward, I began to shy away from being in the limelight. And it's funny how when we do that, Evan, we start to attract events. So then I might walk into class and accidentally trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to attract events to us based on the belief that we've now adopted. So this is why people go through relationship patterns continually. This is why people get sacked from jobs continuously. This is why we keep attracting the same type of partner, or some people get into patterns where they go through numerous relationships attracting the same type of partner. Once the pattern is in place, it continues to run until you gain awareness about it.
Right, yeah.
Is that what you would refer to and how you define awakening?
To break
Correct.
That pattern and get out of that? Okay, great.
Correct.
Evan, I think,
Go ahead. So awakening is really coming out of that delusion and waking up to what patterns or coping mechanisms are operating in my life right now. So out of that one event, I started to become shy. Now, I've obviously worked on that, and I've got past that that pattern of behavior. I've got to know the real portion of myself and get to see that that was really something that our egos hold. So literally we have two portions of ourselves. We have one portion which stores all the positive events in life, and we have another portion of our brain and our physiology that stores all the negative portions, and the two portions do not talk to each other. It's a bit like Windows on one side of the hard disk and iOS on the other.
Right.
And they simply don't communicate. So when our ego comes up with a strategy to solve a problem, such as, okay, I don't want to be embarrassed anymore, it will come up with effectively a negative pattern of doing that. So such as withdrawal, not a very positive way of overcoming shyness or the fear of embarrassing yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So other programs or patterns that it brings up are things like anxiety. If some event has occurred in my life, which has been quite stressful. So if a growing up environment is an example where people are shouting or carrying on like that, then it's very easy to want to avoid that. So I can be anxious all the time. And then when I become an adult, my ego is running that pattern where I'm consciously anxious. You know, as you know, I mean, so many people now are taking, medicines and drugs for anti-anxiety. When really the truth is that once we awaken and we see that that is really just a pattern, we can start to control and have control over that pattern. Other things like stress. You know, that is a pattern. It's a way of getting into a stressful state, which becomes a motivator to do something. Not that
would you say that
done, really.
Would you say these patterns are the biggest challenge to becoming awakened?
Absolutely, Evan. So we run a seminar now. It's 3 days long. And what we help people do is get to see the reality about these patterns and understand where they came from, how they were formed. And in that awareness about the pattern, they stop doing it. So another example would be, someone, a client of mine, unfortunately, when he was 8 years of age, his father took him to work with him. And he misbehaved whilst he was in the office. This was on a weekend. And he misbehaved. So his father had enough and drove him home and dropped him off. He went back to work and died of a heart attack at work. Very tragic circumstances, right?
Yeah.
So out of that one moment, he started to close off emotionally. And naturally, as a child, to cope with that, he shut down his emotions. And whilst his ego knows what emotions are and can act out emotions, literally in his body, physically he was not feeling emotions. Because when you think about it, emotions don't occur in our head. Emotions actually occur in our body. So when I'm nervous, I feel my stomach going, my heart beats faster. There is a physiological reaction to the emotion. Literally in his body, none of that was going off. So he came across as a very shut down person and picked a profession. Excuse all the accountants listening, but he was an accountant. So, you know, they tend to be very logical and non-emotional.
Yeah.
So they're processing reality from a place of logic and cognitive understanding rather than emotional understanding. Because the reality is we actually have neurons in our heart muscle and we have neurons in our stomach. And most of the serotonin, the feel-good hormone that regulates, you know, how happy we are is actually produced in our stomach. Like over 90% of it is in that area of our body, not our heads. 10% is in our heads. So he became very shut down, and once he understood, I mean, had an experience around that, not a cognitive understanding of what happened, but an experience, actually experienced that shut off, he was released from that. There's a great movie, actually, that demonstrates this point really well. It stars Bruce Willis. It's called The Kid. Don't know if you've seen it at all, produced by Disney.
No.
And it really illustrates this point really, really well. So if you get the chance, have a watch. You'll see what I mean. So these patterns lock us into set ways of reacting to life. So it creates set patterns around, you know, some people might be frightened in a relationship of speaking out, having a deep, intimate conversation with their partner, which leads things to build up over a period of time. And inevitably, given that your country and mine both have a divorce rate up around 70%, it's evident that we really aren't running the patterns when it comes to relationships very well. So what we did is we went out and studied couples that had been together for 50 years, and I don't mean the ones that were sentenced together, right? The ones that were actually happy. I mean really joyously happy together. That's the old couple you see on TV, right? You know, they're 80 years of age and they're sitting next to each other and he's holding her hand and he's stroking her hand gently and, you know, there's some common things, some patterns there that they were doing that really make relationships last, and then last with passion, not just being together. So, you know, I went through a divorce. I never wanted to go through that again. So I've been remarried now for 20-odd years. She's the light of my life. She's you know, the centerpiece of my world. And that is around me being able to give her what she needs, which for a woman, if there's any ladies listening, I'm sure there's lots, is being present for her when she needs me. That means being emotionally present when she needs me to be there, and mastering that skill instead of the skill that I learned from modeling my parents, because I saw them for 18 years when I lived at home. They never argued once. So in my first relationship, it was like, well, that's what guys do. You don't argue. So when my wife wanted to have an argument with me, I never argued, which if you talk to any women, is not very good. They want to have in-depth discussions. It's like, we need to talk. And for a guy, it's like, oh, my God, what have I done now? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't you, right? So... But if we back off at that time, Evan, you know, if that's the very time when we back off, what they feel, and like I've been in seminars, you know, with a room full of 100 people, 50 women, and it's like, you know, if we back off at that time, girls, you know, to you, it feels like we're not interested, we don't love you, we're not listening to you, and you don't feel understood. And they all go, yep, absolutely. That's so true. So after a while of seeing this and seeing these patterns, I got to understand that it's actually our ego that would make me run that pattern that I saw in my parents, because I didn't see reality. When I talked to my mum about that many years later, she said, yeah, well, of course, we were trying to protect you. We went in the bedroom to argue. But that's not what I saw. So the pattern that I got from, you know, watching and modeling these two people in this thing that they're doing, which is now called relationships, is you don't argue. Why is she coming at me? Why does she keep wanting to talk to me? Why is she raising a voice? You're supposed to just talk calmly to each other. But that wasn't her pattern from her family. And then we're trying to sync up these patterns and they don't match. Then she's in her ego, I'm in mine. We're not in our true self, not in that portion of the universe that is the creativity, that is the real self that these spiritual texts spoke about as being the place that we have to come home to. So these patterns continue to control us for a long, long time. You know, if we don't control them, they come up when it comes to money. You know, I got great patterns from my mum, who was very good at controlling and managing money. But many people have witnessed patterns from their parents or from other influences in their life where they were really bad at running with money. And now their credit card looks like the Federal Reserve debt.
Well, Brett, let me ask
you,
what,
just...
what is it? Yeah, go on.
Sorry,
go
ahead.
I was going to ask you
Go on.
I was just going to say with, you know, these issues that, you know, that come up, you know, in all of our lives, we all face these issues, and what is a good way to, like, an awakened life hack?
Absolutely. And that's what I'm talking about, as a way of hacking through the, using a life hack to hack through this dilemma that we all know is there. We all know these problems are there. You know, when we look at our governments, we look at our school system, we all know there's a lot of ego involved in those decisions and the way we're running our world. And individually, we need to start doing life hacks to go, okay, how can I start to see reality? Because what the ego does is it puts, using these past experiences, it puts a filter in front of us. You know, each text talks about this in a different way. You know, Jesus spoke about it when he said, you know, cleave a piece of wood, lift up a rock, I am there. What he meant by that is that that inside nature that can actually, there's a part of us that is, Eckhart Tolle speaks about, he says there's a part of us that is watching, there's a part of us that is listening to that interior dialogue. There's a part of us that is making those judgments. And when we are the observer of that part of ourselves. So when these things happen in our life, we need to start asking ourselves the question, why did I do that? Because everybody knows, guys, what we don't want to be doing. Everyone knows what is not working for us. That is not the problem. I have not yet met anybody that does not know what they want to stop doing. They know the result. What is missing is a solution. And the only part of ourselves that can bring up that solution is our inherent nature. You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, it's called the Atman, true self, you know, spiritual home, our heart, whatever you want to call it, the God within, the Christ consciousness within. It doesn't matter what you call it, but we have to get to know it, which is what the Tao is all about. Knowing that part of ourselves, but equally knowing the ego. Because if we can't know it, we can't see it, and we can't then have awareness about the pattern to begin to stop it.
Right.
And that is in every area of our life where, you know, living day to day in this universe, in this world, there are those common challenges we all have. How do I, you know, as a guy, make that woman the centerpiece of my life? Because if you don't, there is going to be a direct and predictable result coming from that pattern. There is a direct and predictable result from overeating. You are not fat. You are simply following a pattern of behavior or a coping mechanism you've adopted somewhere. Once you get to the root cause of that, which is generally emotional hurt at some point in someone's life, you begin to see that and experience that and start to free from that pattern. And that's the beauty of awakening, that we start to realize that this is the truth. And meditation is a great tool. It's a tool to train our mind to not attach to thoughts. It then becomes a tool to train our mind to not attach to filters or opinions or judgments that we make. And the Course in Miracles speaks about this in fairly lengthy language. It's a fairly hard book to read at times, but it's basically saying the same thing over and over again. Stop making judgments. There are only two emotions. One is love and one is fear, referring to true self and ego. Which place do you choose to live from? Which place will you experience the world from? Is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? Until we can get the filter out of the way, depending on our pattern, you know, some people have great patterns when it comes to money. We see many people who master that. You know, Warren Buffett is absolutely fantastic at that. He's proven that time and time again. But when you look at his family life in his early years, sorry, Warren, but you sucked at it, because that pattern, you had never learned how to have a relationship in a family the right way. And if you know his life story, you know, basically, he was really bad. He was a really bad father. Now, he has worked on that. He's got more awareness later in his life. He's improved his relationships, particularly with his children. But that is a very common pattern that we see around us all the time. But it's not a pattern that we need to keep living. And that's certainly my passion and, you know, I guess my mission, if you like, is to help people to awaken to these patterns that we run and how to have awareness. So I guess I take all that Eastern and mystical philosophy and also, you know, the Western philosophy we've got out of Israel and out of that whole spiritual tradition of Christianity and translate it into how do I make that practical in my day-to-day living? How do I bring that to my relationships? How do I bring that to my patterns around business? How do I bring that to patterns around money? You know, these challenges that we all have. And
well, hey, Brett, we're almost out of time here. Now, if you could just tell our audience kind of where they can learn, I wish we had more time, to learn more about you, maybe your website, and where they can learn more about yourself.
Sure.
And get connected.
Sure, Evan. So I'm on Instagram. It's Brett Jones Awaken. So you can follow me on there. I do lots of daily posts there with little sound bites and a few life hacks as well in there. They can follow me on Facebook. I have three Facebook pages around Awaken, Brett Jones as a public figure and Brett Jones personal, so they can find me on there. And my websites are awakenbook.com and also my other company, which is called Create, which is CRE and then the numeral, the number 8, .com.au. And they can look up my seminars there, but they can also look up the book. The books are on Amazon and also on iTunes. So the book's called Awaken, Your Ultimate Spiritual Journey.
Well, perfect. Well, hey, Brett, thank you so much for being on Empowering Radio tonight. And, you know, I wish we had a longer show, but we're scratching the surface, but we'll have to get you on again here soon. But
no, I'd love to. There's certainly a lot. We could probably talk about it all night, Evan. If you let me, I'd talk about it all night. So
I know you've got so much great knowledge, and I just felt like we were just scratching the surface. But we will definitely get you back on and dig a little deeper and continue to share your knowledge with our followers and everybody at My Empowered World. We've really enjoyed having you as a contributor, and we look forward to seeing you to continue to inspire others through our platform and through what you're doing on with Awaken and everything that you're doing. We love it. So,
thank you. Thank you so much, Evan. And I wanted to say to you, because, we've been corresponding through email, I wanted to say to you personally, thank you for creating the platform. And thank you, for sharing that platform and making that platform for lots of us, that would like to make an impact in the world. So I honor you for having done that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. We've got a great team, and everyone involved is just, we're really excited about it, and we've got some great things ahead in future plans for My Empowered World, and it's just great. We love what we're doing, and it's all about helping others and empowering their journey, and it's great, Craig, how do you
feel?
Absolutely.
It's great. We definitely need to have Brett back on, because, we're just scratching the surface, like you said, so. We'll do that. We'll get deeper and deeper next time.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Cool. Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brett. I think it's daytime there, so have a good rest of your day.
It's daytime, yeah. It's midday over here.
Yeah. Nice.
You guys have a good
night.
All right,
we'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye for now. Bye now.
Bye-bye.